Blog Talk Radio. Hello. Well, welcome again. We had some technical problems and some situations. And we're hoping and praying that we have any customers out there. You can call in. Let's press 1 on your phone, 855-236-2252, to see if you are connected. But we had some technical difficulties on the show we are talking about at this time, and this is one of the things that the subject of this program is about. Amen. What temptation is common to man and what problems man go through, and these are one of those problems. Amen. You might have some situations in your home and problems in your life, and you feel that you're going to give up, but you can't give up. You got to continue to work along, amen, and trust God. God said he'd be with you always, even to the end of the world. And we know, amen, that he doesn't lie. His word doesn't lie. He does not turn his back on man. He does not turn his back, amen, on any problem that you have in life. Amen. You just have to remember he's there. He's always with you. And he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And this is the reason. This is the hope of the Christian faith. This is one of the hopes of the Christian faith. Amen. That God loves his people. And when he loves his people, he desired to take care of his people. Amen. You can call in, those that are listening. Amen. If you can listen in. Amen. And you can try calling into the broadcast. We'll be coming from the book of 1 Peter. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the situation. Amen. In all things you say, give thanks. This is the duty of man. And Lord, we thank you for this situation because you never leave us, you never forsake us, and you never turn your back on us. Regardless of how bad it looks, whatever the situation might be, you there always. In the book of 1 Peter, and you find in the book of 1 Peter, think it not strange concerning the fervent trial, which is to try you, as though some strange things have happened unto you. But rejoice as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceedingly joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. For their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of your suffering as a murderer or a thief or evildoer or a busybody in other men's matters. Amen. So let your suffering, if you're suffering in Christ, amen, you understand it is a common situation. Amen. Peter said, beloved, think it's not strange concerning the fervent trial. It's concerning things that happen to you. All right, we're going to do a test now. Amen. If anyone out there that is listening to this broadcast, you just call in. You can press 1 on your phone, and we'd be glad to hear from you. And we're kind of operating in the blind a little bit here. Amen. Our studio is down, but, amen, we was able to get through to the programming. So you can press 1, or you can dial in and just begin to start speaking, and we can see can we get through. All right. God bless you wherever you are. Amen. And we're going to continue to work here, though we do have someone here. Amen. We're talking about the things that are common to man, things that are common to man, the temptations, amen, that you deal with, that you go through, that are common. Amen. And we're looking at the book of 1 Corinthians, amen. Paul Amen. Talking to the First Corinthians.
Paul, you got anything?
But we want to notice in 1 Corinthians, the 9th, the 10th chapter, 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, here, if you think you are standing firm, you had better be careful that you do not fall. For every test that you have experienced is the kind that normally come to people. But God keeps his promises. And he will not allow you to be tested beyond your power to remain firm. At the time, you are not to be tested. You are not to be put to the test. Put to the test. He will give you the strength to endure it and so provide you with the way out. Amen. So then, my dear beloved friends, keep away from worshiping of idols. Amen. We're going to stop here. And we're talking about all things, that example, amen, that happened to all of the brethren before time. Amen. And Paul says that, amen, everything that is happening, everything that's going on in your life, amen, is common to man. It's common to man. Temptations that are happening is common. And Peter said, don't think it's strange. First Peter, amen, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse, where you think it's strange that you run with them to the same railing, rioting, speaking evil of you. Amen. Sometimes when you pull away from those that you think that are with you, they are not. Amen. So don't think it's strange that they backed away, that you, since you come to Christ now, that you don't have no friends and no one care for you. God does care for you, but you're not the only one that's having this disappointment with friends and family. You're not the only one. You're not the only one that's car kit don't start sometime, or you missed the plane, amen, or you got up in the morning and the alarm clock was late, amen, or you got stuck in traffic because you thought you should have made the other turn, you was overlooked for, amen, career change. And don't think it's strange. This is what Peter said, amen. And do not put it on that you're a Christian. This is what the enemy wants you to do. They don't want to put you in a position saying that now since you're a child of God, now since you're seeking God, now since you're praising God and you're living and you're keeping God's commandments, that everything is happening to you because. No. No. The position is, amen, he's trying to disappoint you. He's trying to tempt you back into, amen, the world that you left from. Case in point, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, they themselves, Adam and Eve had everything, everyone today, desire, everyone looking forward to. And they was walking with God, talking with God. There was no peace, no riots, no economy problems. And the enemy went after them. He went after them, and he tempted them. Amen. Hosea said, God's people are being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Now, if Adam and Eve knew and understood that if they would break God's word, what God told them not to do, and follow after what he strictly told them not to do, there would be still human beings in this world, but it would be without fallen angels. It would be without, amen, sickness and disease and wars and rumors of wars, because the human race understand that God's word is to protect them from, amen, dangers and problems, amen, of the spiritual fallen world, of the spiritual fallen world. So here we have it. This is what we're discussing on this program, and we're sorry that things have started off slow, but in the same time, we're not sorry just letting you know that you hanged around, you stood around, and you continued on the phone. And this is called perseverance. Amen. Patience and hope. Hope will not make you ashamed. You were waiting on God, depending on God. Amen. Regardless of what. So the enemy cannot turn you around and make you upset. And he will, and he'll try to from time to time. Let little blessings go through. Let little things happen. Amen. So in the real area where you need to have a little patience on God, have a little conditions whereby, Lord, working with people and machines and things like that, amen, you'll throw up your hands and say, oh, God did not hear my prayer. Oh, God did not do. Yes, he did. He did hear your prayer. He did hear your prayer. Amen. So if we have anyone out there that's would like to join in on this conversation, amen, you can press 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're looking at what is common to man. What is common? Amen. What is really happening, and what things are really you consider that's earth shaking to you? What things you consider 911 all the time? Nobody else got a 911, but you always having a 911. Amen. No one else have a 411, but you got a 411 information line or help line. Amen. You have a crisis line. Your crisis line is going off all the time. Or you need information all the time. And you feel that you're the only one going through these things in your world. Since you have come to Christ, and the enemy have amplified that and built that up and saying that, oh, yes, you need to come back. Give up Christianity. Give up living for God. Give up this and give up that. Well, you know, faith is hope. Faith is hope. What is hope? Amen. You got to have hope in this life. And our hope is that eternal life. These things here are passing. Amen. Joy comes in the morning. Tomorrow the line's going to be working. Technology's going to be working. When it's working, technology is good. When it's not working, amen. So, amen. So don't let these things disturb you. Amen. Jesus said, if you seek his first, all things will be what? Added unto you. All things will be added unto you. So God can add better technology. He can add better cars, better homes, better food. Amen. He can add things. But we just have to be, amen, prepared, being prepared, amen, to what God has given, what God can do. You never know what he can do unless you allow him to come in. You allow him to come in. So we're gonna pray, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look upon this technology, look upon this situation, and those that are out there, amen, that are going through situations and conditions like this. Amen. They feel that they're in the dark. They've been praying in the dark life, or they've been praying and things look like it's not been happening. They've been looking on conditions and things not been going through. But Jesus, we know that you above things. You're better than things. And that's why we lean and depend on you. Amen. This we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is better than things. God is better than things. Amen. People today, you cannot boast and brag about things. Amen. You cannot look at things and say, well, it's going to be here always. And this is what Paul was saying. Amen. Paul was saying that if you think you are standing firm, you had better be careful that you do not fall. Amen. If you think that you are standing and you think that everything is, amen, if you think that you're standing, you're never going to have any problems, in this world. You're never going to have any situation in this world. Amen. You have to think again. You have to think again. You have to be concerned. You have to be, amen, looking at the world itself, and you feel that you're never going to have rain in your life. You feel that you're never going to have problems. Amen. Think again. Think again. That's what Peter said. Think again. Amen. Think again. You never know. You never know what the condition is going to bring. You never know what trials are going to bring. You never know what people are going to bring. Amen. Think again. You say, well, I know I'm going to stand. I know I'm going to be all right. I don't have to worry about people. I don't have to worry about losing my job. I don't have to worry about losing my mortgages and how many houses I got or whatever. But Peter said, think again. Amen. He said, think again because you never know. You never know. Amen. All right, we don't want to continue, amen, on this journey, but I'm quite sure someone can call in and give us a little more insight on what's going on. We've been off the air a couple, 10 or 15 minutes, and thank God for those that are around. This shows you your faith. It shows you, amen, that we are about hope, amen. So temptations, now if you never had anything, if you never had anything, and the enemy never come after you, amen, about taking what you have, amen, it's time to continue to pray. And the Bible says, watch as well as pray. Amen. He wants to get you in a position whereby you can feel that you're secure in your talents, your skill. Amen. And you're all right. You're all right. I remember the parable Jesus was talking about, amen, the farmer. The farmer had a bumper crop that year. He had so much corn and, amen, and wheat. And he built barns. He said, I'm going to build some more barns. Amen. And he going to sit back and say, so you did well this year. You did well. You was outstanding. Amen. And the word of the Lord, and Jesus told him, say, you know, this night your soul is required. Amen. This night your soul is required. Amen. So we cannot say, according to God's eyesight, according to God's eyesight, when we begin to brag, when we begin to boast, amen, the children of Israel, amen, they were God's people. But disobedience can cause you to lose the enemy. Let me put it this way. If you look at a position where the world is a team, and the children of God is a team. And the winning team, every time, you know, in the football season, and even in sports, when the favorite team or your team score or make a point, there's always cheering. There's always a score go up on the board. Here we have Christians, and we have the unsaved world. Every time someone would come to Christ, the Bible said the angels in heaven rejoice. Now, remember that now. The angels in heaven, you know, Michael and Gabriel, all those up there, the host of angels that be around the throne, amen, they rejoice when one person come in and accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. And that will be your team. They'll be cheering and cheering. So the enemy desire, his team desire to pull away someone, not to give up anyone, always keep them confused and wondering what. But the Bible says that in the book of Hosea, God was saying, my people are being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. It's not that they don't have the power of God. Adam and Eve had the power of God, God visitations every afternoon, God knowledge, God health and strength, amen. And the enemy knew he could not pull them away just by walking in there and saying he this, that, and the other. And they can say, Satan, I rebuke you, and he'll leave. Amen. They knew, amen. And the enemy knew. He knows things that he just can't walk in. So he has to make your surrounding unfavorable in your eyesight. He has to build. He has to build up. Amen. What you feel the world should owe you, he has to build up some type of image in your mind, how you should be and how you should be walking, how God should bless you. And once he get that image in your mind, then when those things does not work out, amen, because case in point, Daniel, the man of God, Daniel prayed because of Daniel, his whole focus, God called Daniel to look at the position that the children of Israel were supposed to be coming out of exile. And Daniel caught on to that. So he decided to pray. He decided to pray and help. Amen. Lord, hurry up and get this situation. Amen. Let those people go. Amen. He was praying. And the first time he prayed, he was just praying. Amen. And they threw him in the fiery furnace because he wouldn't bow down to music and he worshiping his God. The same Daniel, praying, worshiping God, throw them in the lion's den. How many prophets, how many preachers, ministers, amen, in the Bible, we can say, have gone through true traumatic situations because of prayer and worshiping God. Now, you say, oh, this is not favorable. Daniel didn't open no blinded eyes. Daniel did not, amen, was in a big revival. Daniel did not have a big, like Moses, and going through the wilderness and bringing a lot of people out and miracles and all kind of witchcraft workers. Moses defeated, amen. He did not build a big ark like Noah. What was Daniel? Why the enemy fought Daniel so much? Why would he, amen, have people, bring up people, get jealous against him? Cause they and told the king that Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego wouldn't bow down. Amen. Why people are because of this man's prayer life? Because of Daniel's prayer life. Think now. Let's hold on. I know we're going through a short program on this situation. All right, I think we have a caller. Amen. Area code 305-4271. Amen. I think we have a caller. Amen. Hello.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. Well, God bless you, man of God.
How you doing there?
You was able to fight through the wilderness.
I come to this time in my life that the blessings of God is all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes,
good,
sir.
Listen, when it's good, you start blessing him, and when things get bad, you speed up. Keep on blessing him. I just sit here thinking, and how would I? I'm trying to learn how to communicate the word of God a little bit richer without coming from the resources of my mind. I'm looking at this subject you have, and I said, now, where Bishop is going with this? But as I listened to you talk, it became evident to clear that I believe, and I think it's true, that God is really pulling a cover off a whole lot of hidden stuff that's been somewhat displacing and defeating his people.
You see, sir.
What I'm saying? Now, listen, if you lose your mortgage, that don't mean you lost your soul.
Yes, sir. Very good.
Isn't that so?
Yes.
You can't make the payment. That don't mean you got to turn your back on God.
Yes, sir.
And you see, this what it's saying to me. I out of all this time, I said, well, that's the problem. You see, this time, in this spirit, this change, rather. There's a spirit that wants us to focus on the material thing, as though we're looking at material thing as godliness, and that's not the game. Godliness is the game. You see what I'm saying? The money of heaven is to love your brother, to be able to stand in all this stuff that's going on, to be able to not lose your focus on God, but to gain, you see what I'm saying? To always be abounding in what God is saying. So we're looking at here the fact that nothing can happen to God's people that they are not able to overcome.
That's right.
That makes sense, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
We have no reason, if we keep our mind on Jesus and develop and walk in his divine, this is the divine nature. We walk in this divine nature. Listen, you might lose your hair, but you won't lose your head.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no need of calling the pride line because you're going bald.
That's a good one.
So you know, it's making me laugh because I just dawned on me. That's it right there. That's the sowing and the reaping right there.
Yes,
we're focusing on sowing for God to get a return. But that's not the thing is that what we take this word, we believe this word, we walk on this word, we believe God, and just like Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe. So
yes,
it's clear to me that you really own to something there, Bishop. That I think this is tonight, if this gonna give the devil a good. You understand why the blackout at the beginning of the broadcast, don't you?
Oh yeah. You see
what I'm saying? People gotta learn, cause you lose one of your houses, my God, you still got a place to stay. You lose your 401k, my God, go on the church and get on your knees and give God praise. Just like Elijah, somebody will bring you a plate of food. Isn't that so?
That's what I'm
looking at, Bishop. It's amazing because he has given us the authority to become sons of God, and can't nobody, no devil, stop you from becoming his child.
Very true. Very true. Very true. Amen. Very true. When as we go through this life, we need a little perseverance. Perseverance always need to be involved. Amen. James was saying the prayer of faith to save the sick. Amen. Committed sin. The effectual, fervent prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. Daniel did a lot of praying.
Uh-huh.
And he was looking at the release of the children of Israel out of exile. And the enemy don't like that persistent prayer. You don't want that persevering, to travail in prayer, amen, honest prayer, constantly prayer, hidden heaven, amen. And you can't just have one little shut-in. No, Daniel had sometimes three prayers a day, amen. And it got so the devil himself sent somebody to stop the answer. But God answered right away.
Right, dear.
So those of us that are going through something, amen, and you can't get it out of the way, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Amen. Yes, sir.
Bishop, this dawned on me why we are heirs of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we are joint heirs with Jesus, because in him we have difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
But longer we hold, you know, the old church said, hold to God's unchanging hand.
Oh yeah.
You see?
Oh yeah.
And there's no setback in you. You understand? From being elevated in the spirit when physical things happen to you. This is food. This is food to my soul, because let me tell you something. I've been trying to figure out why so many things just all of a sudden began to happen to me. See, like my body, you put the medicine in, the medicine wouldn't work right. And then all of a sudden one day, the Lord began to show me his divine nature. And I said, you know what? All this stuff just kind of hinder me. To throw me off. To keep me from, my God have mercy, to keep me from longing to see his face. And that's up.
Yes, sir.
So in that scripture there in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, you see why he brings up that we shouldn't serve doctrines of devils, demons, table. You see, because the devil is always trying to lure us away from the true way we ought to go. Even in church, they are implementing little things, you understand, basically on the entertainment side and call it spiritual. And all the time he's sucking the joy out of us while we are being entertained. You understand what I'm saying? So God is saying to me, and I hope those that are listening are catching their getting their hearts full, because this is what it's going to take the rest of the time of existence on this side. We're going to have to hear his voice, know it, and going to have to grab hold to it. Amen.
Listen,
you get a brand new car out the showroom and sign almost half your life away and drive the thing out and it break down. Now, what you got there?
It's just a
tank of defeat on you, you see? So you got to grab hold of this thing. Like the old preacher, some preachers done preach, they preach until they left here. You stay with Jesus. And then now I'm getting hold to it. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
Well, God bless you. Perseverance, and we have to continue, like Peter was saying, amen, in the 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, 12th verse, it says, beloved, think it's not strange concerning the deferment trial is to try you, and though some strange thing happen unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceedingly joy. And if you reproach for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Amen. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or as an evildoer, as a busybody in other men's matters. Amen. The 16th verse says, Yet if any man suffer for the Christ, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that the judgment begin at the house of God, and if it first began at us, what shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel of Christ? Amen. So we're going through some things, and the enemy don't want us to pray.
That's right.
He don't want us to pray, and he want to see. He wants you to focus on what's happening to you, what's going on. All right, we done got our technology back, and the computer was telling me I got 90 seconds. Amen. But this broadcast, more so about perseverance to those that are listening. If you got a problem, amen, constantly pray on that problem. Constantly, like the old widow, her son, when she kept going to the judge about her son. Amen. Persevere. Continue to pray, because the enemy does not want us to pray. He does not want us to be another Daniel. He does not want us to continue to be effective in prayer. Father, we thank you now. Oh, God, you say everything worked together for good for those that love the Lord. And, Lord, we thank you and hoping, oh, God, that the revelation of your people will catch this broadcast. God, in the name of Jesus, bring healing to their life. Oh, God, whatever they're going through, they continue to pray. They continue to persevere. They can press on through the kingdom of God. Amen. And not be disturbed about what they see. Amen. And, Father, we thank you. We live by faith and not by sight. God bless all of you for listening, and I thank God for you. Keep giving me inspiration to press on. Amen. Go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Until next time, God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.